Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has been guided by this hot weather, and I've done my first improvised cold brew. Don't have anything really to go by other than surfing the internet for the recipe. I went to Caffeine in Great Titchfield Street, beautiful coffee shop. They're very good because they've got blogs and they give you recipes, very simple recipes. And so I took their guidance. And, well, I don't have a toddy as yet. I don't have a Hario cold brewer, but it is on its way. But I just couldn't wait. So what I did is I ground some coffee and I used the has-been Yirga Chefe from Ethiopia because it's just a beautiful filter coffee, which I've had 2 days in a row, actually 3 days in a row, in the afternoon as a late afternoon, early evening AeroPress coffee, and it's delightful, it's lovely and fruity, and I think it just lended itself to trying a cold brew. On the Caffeine blog, on the website, it says you should let it brew for about 12 hours. So that's what I did. In fact, I did brew it slightly longer, but then there are other recipes that say 24 hours. So I've done it. And I've done it in a beautiful glass container, which is, you might want to do that actually. The water is, well, it says it's a Norwegian water. And it comes with a beautiful bottle. It's V-O-S-S, Voss. So I've put the ground coffee in there. This bottle holds 800 milliliters, so just under a liter. And the recipe is very simple, what they give you and guide you on Caffeine. It's 60 grams of ground coffee, coarse coffee, like you would do a French press. So it's kind of a coarse sand. And so 60 grams to a liter of water. So I've obviously took a little less coffee because I've only got 800 milliliters. And now it's hot again. We're on Sunday afternoon, about 3:30. And, well, I've tried it for the first time. And this Yirga Chefe is just delightful. The nose already gives you a lovely fruitiness. I can't get away from that strawberry feeling. It's beautiful, and I must say, for the first time, I wouldn't even know how to alter the recipe to get more out of this bean and this brew. It is absolutely lovely. Now, I've also actually been guided by, what is it? The Talkhouse Coffee, yes, Portobello Road, because they've got a toddy and they're using some coffee there. And they said you could add milk to it as well. Now, I'm not a great fan of milk in any tea, and this is kind of more tea-like if you drink filter coffee. But I've got Shirley here as well, who was gagging for a refreshing drink, and she just added a bit of milk to her cold brew, the Yirga Chefe, roasted by has-been. Shirley, what's it like?
Delicious. It's light, it's fruity. I didn't have to add milk, but I did, and there was just, it's already smooth, it's already lovely, and almost the fruitiness, but the smoothness almost gives it a creaminess because it is so smooth. But the milk just gave it that extra creaminess, and it went down and was refreshing and fresh and light and everything I could want for a cool summer's drink.
Uh-huh. What about adding a bit of maybe vanilla ice cream? Should we experiment?
Well, that would add a bit of sweetness to it. So yes, that would be decadent. I have no doubt that would go down really well as well.
Well, you got a sweet tooth. So.
I do.
Yeah. But like, this is lovely. I'm going to have another sip. And you just help yourself to more. We've got another, at least half of that bottle. So 400 milliliters left. Wow, it's really lovely. I mean, it's lovely. Coffee is so versatile. And Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is just always gobsmacked by the versatility of all this. It's just fabulous. Just what you want on a Sunday afternoon, the sun blasting. And we've got table tennis to play. Back to our table tennis tournament. And then maybe a refreshing Yirga Chefe cold brew roasted by has-been at halftime.
Good idea.
Great.